All right.
We're back.
That was that was quick. I didn't think it would go down that quick.
All right, so listen. When we were gone, another airplane down. Another airplane down. Egypt Air. 804. Brought down by a bomb? That's the question. And let me explain this to you. Okay? Let me explain this to you. It's being downplayed. Just like when the Russian plane was brought down. I'm not talking about when Russia shot the plane out of the sky. I'm not talking about that one. Talking about when Russia had an airplane that disappeared, similar to this Egypt Airlines. It disappeared from radar, crashed, and there was no sounds from the cockpit. There was no mayday, mayday. If it's mechanical error, if there's a problem, engine, jet, you know, any of those things, a wing falls off, there's a mayday, mayday, mayday. There's an, oh my God, we're going to crash. Even when there's a crash that's deliberate. Even when there's a crash deliberate, there's sounds from the cockpit. When there's no sound, when there's nothing, and then the plane disappears, that usually means that the plane exploded. Usually means something happened so sudden, no one was able to react. Now, that's not what happens when there's a mechanical failure, a catastrophic mechanical failure. That's just not what happens. So just like the Russian plane, it goes down and people summarize, seems like it was a terrorist attack. No one knows. And they drag the investigation on and on and on and on until eventually it basically makes its rounds on all the shows and everybody can talk about it and speculate until there's a new news story, a new news cycle. And then once we've moved on and we start talking about Donald Trump making fun of some retard or, you know, Bill Clinton somebody accusing him of rape, whatever. You see a blurb. Officials are now ready to make an assessment of the Egypt Air 804. And that assessment is possibly it was a bomb. Yeah, possibly. Okay, we're pretty sure. Good day. And then they move on. Because that's what they did with the Russian plane. After about a month, finally came out that, yeah, a bomb the size of a Coke can. That's what they figure. A little bomb a tiny little bomb, size of a Coke can. That's all it took. That's all it took to blow a hole in one of the fuselages, which in turn at 35,000 feet rips the plane apart. It rips the plane apart. It's not like what you see in movies where, you know, a door pops off or a hole opens up and people are flying without a roof and the masks drop. No. 35,000 feet, you get a hole in the fuselage, the plane just disintegrates. Gone. Forget about it. So after about a month, we hear, oh, yeah, it was a bomb. Well, how did it get on? Well, we think it was possibly put on the food cart. How the hell that? Well, the chances are somebody working with ISIS was stocking food. Well, how is this happening? What do you mean? Well, that's the problem with these overseas airports, especially the ones that have a huge Muslim population. Like in France, you know, you have open borders and you've got anybody who wants to move to France or any other European country, they can. Doesn't matter. And so in turn, they get jobs at airports and train stations. And no one is able to vet anyone. No one. No one's able to vet anyone. Sure, they ask some questions, but, you know, are you a terrorist? Are you ISIS? What? So in turn, you have people working in the airports. You have people working for food services. You have ISIS infiltrating every aspect of daily life in these European cities. And Democrats get just beside themselves with xenophobia, racism. If you question migration, whether it's Syrian refugees or whoever, if you question this, you are labeled a xenophobe and a homophobe and just every phobe there is. That's what you are. And with another plane being downed by possibly a Coke can bomb, not by someone buying a ticket and getting through TSA, but somebody just working for that airport, working for that airlines, working for that food service, you know, that's a problem. That's a problem, especially if it starts happening here. That's a problem if it starts happening here. And how does it happen here? Because you get more migration. You get more migration. You get more people from Syria, from Iraq, from Saudi Arabia. You start getting more and more people. And they migrate. And they start getting jobs at airports and train stations and subway. And now you start getting into situations that Europe is starting to deal with. Guys, This would be number two. Number two. As far as a plane being brought down by somebody that worked for that company. And we're not supposed to be afraid? Or I should say concerned? Seriously? We're not supposed to be, you know, weary when we hear of thousands and thousands of refugees or other people migrating here. You know, again, this isn't like it was 100 years ago. This isn't like it was 80 years ago. And no different than you hear people taking down the Confederate flag and things of that nature, apologizing to countries for bombing them. It's no different than going, hey, yes, our country was founded on give us your wheat, give us your sick, give us your poor. Yes, get in the boat and come over to Ellis Island. Yeah. Well, just like slavery and just like Confederate flags and bombing Japan, all of these things that we look back on and go, ooh, that was bad. Ooh, we're going to apologize for this. Ooh, we're going to try to right a wrong here. The same thing can be said for mass migration. And what we used to do when times were different and what we need to do now because times are different. And we can't look back and say, oh, slavery, bombing Japan, these types of things we have to erase from our minds and you know, right wrongs and so forth and so on. But when it comes to immigration, we have to have the same policies that we had when there was nobody smuggling a Coke can on an airplane and blowing it up. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. If this pans out again, if this pans out again, and it's a Coke can bomb from somebody that works for the airlines or the food service company, you're going to have to now look at the whole migration process a lot more serious than we look at it now. By taking thousands and thousands of people, putting them in a community, and saying, okay, you are now one of us. So if you want to go work at the post office, or you want to drive a train, or you want to work at an airport, no problem. You can't do that. Can't do that. Can't do that. Especially when you hear Democrats, which kind of sinks their arguments, saying that people are radicalized on the internet. People get radicalized on social media. So now what they're saying is good people that are migrating to the United States who never intend to do anything bad to us are now being brainwashed on the internet, and in turn, they kill us. I mean, again, you know, it's serious stuff, man. It's not a xenophobia thing. It's not a xenophobia thing. It's a safety thing. It's being safe. And there's nothing wrong with being safe. And you can play the percentages all you want. You really can. But how do you feel to be that person that's on that percentage? You know, it's the same thing with the illegals. It's the same thing with the illegal aliens. When you talk about the wall, and you talk about Mexico, and you talk about that whole situation, and you hear Democrats say, well, there's more crime committed by Americans. The crime level for illegals is at this percentage. Okay, but what do you say to the person that's on that percentage? What do you say to the Kate Stein families? What do you say? Well, that doesn't happen all the time. Okay. Really? We have to play percentages? That's not right. Our country's supposed to protect us. It's not supposed to play the percentage game. It's not supposed to say, well, you know, if you look at the crime committed by illegals versus crime committed by Americans, it's lower on this percentage. And okay, but there's still crime, right? Well, yeah, but if you put up a wall and you hired an extra 10,000 security guards, border security, and you implemented E-Airify, you're not going to wipe the entire problem away. You're not gonna wipe it all away. You're not going to solve it all. Okay, will it be 10% better? Will it be 20? Will it be 1% better? If it's a little better, isn't that worth it? Isn't that worth it? You can't say it's not going to do anything. And if that 1% or 2% or 3% or 5% or 10%, if it's that much better, that means it's 10% of people's lives. There's a percentage there that you now can eliminate. So if you say, okay, say 100,000 people were killed or assaulted by illegals, and you say, well, doing all these things is only going to help it by 10%. So you're going to help 10,000 people. What the hell's wrong with that? What the hell's wrong with that? 10,000 people. I mean, imagine all the lives that have, I mean, that, Jesus. How Democrats think, it's mind-blowing. It's the same thing with the Coke can bombs. You know, by limiting the migration here and doing these types of things, will you stop one? Well, you won't stop all of them. Okay, but will you stop one? Yeah, maybe you'll stop one. Okay. Hey, if you got a plane of 200 people, that's 200 lives. Jesus, that's not worth it? How do you say it's not worth it? God. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a bomb. I think you're going to hear about it 3 weeks from now. And it's going to be downplayed, just like the Russian plane was, because when people get all the information, they actually make real decisions. Okay? When people are fed information from CNN and MSNBC and Saturday Night Live and Colbert and Trevor Noah, when they feed people information, it fits the agenda and it fits the narrative that the Democrats want, which is everything's safe. Don't be afraid of anything. And if you're weary of illegals and Syrian refugees, you're a xenophobe, and no matter what you try, it's not going to stop it. So in turn, we're going to have a Nazi nation. Blah, 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 blah. So you're not going to get the real information on this plane being down, because when people once again find out that it was a Coke can bomb put on by a Muslim who works for the airlines, people will go, man, that could happen here. Jesus. Jesus, that could happen here. So we'll see. It's the Rob Zicari Show. I'll be right back after these words.